Roland only repeated, "Bring me a pencil and a piece of chalk, and do it, Jin-Jin." Nigel went off on his errand.
"When you say a new player, you mean the baby," Susanna said.
"Certainly. He has two fathers, that Babo."
Susanna nodded. She was thinking about the tale Mia had told her during their Todash visit to the abandoned town of Fedik. Abandoned, that was, except for the likes of Sare and Scouther and the marauding wolves. Two women, one white and one black, one pregnant and one not, sitting in chairs outside the gin puppy saloon. There, Mia had told Eddie Dean's wife a great deal, more than either of them had known, perhaps.
"That's where they changed me," Mia had told her.
They, presumably meaning Scouther and a team of other doctors. Plus magicians? Folk like the Manny, only gone over to the other side? Maybe. Who could say? In the extraction room, she'd been made mortal. Then, with Roland's sperm already in her, something else had happened.
Mia didn't remember much about that part, only a red darkness.
Susanna wondered now if the Crimson King had come to her in person, mounting her with its huge and ancient spider's body, or if its unspeakable sperm had been transported somehow to mix with Roland's. In either case, the baby grew into the loathsome hybrid Susanna had seen, not a werewolf, but a were-spider. And now it was out there somewhere. Or perhaps it was here, watching them, even as they palavered and Nigel returned with various writing implements.
"Yes," she thought, "it's watching us and hating us, but not equally. Mostly it's Roland the Dantiti hates. Its first father.